from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. A little under the weather yesterday, so I want to thank our good buddy Jeff Stein from KXEL in Waterloo. I want to thank Jeff for filling in and did a wonderful job. Heard nothing but rave reviews. So anyway, thank you, Jeff Stein, and good to be with you. It is a very busy day, ladies and gentlemen. RFK Jr. is up on Capitol Hill. Confirmation hearings underway. It's insane. It is a zoo. It's a circus. Just crazy stuff happening. And we're going to be dipping in and out of the hearing throughout this program. But this is going to be a tough one for President Trump. And the reality is that we know of at least seven senators, Republican senators, who are on the fence here. Maybe RFK Jr. says something that will change their minds today. We shall see. But this is going to be a long slog. So you're going to have three nominees that are going to have a difficult time trying to get all the Republicans on board. And you really do need all the Republicans here. We're talking about Cash Patel, also Tulsi Gabbard. So those three, RFK Jr., Tulsi, and Cash, those are going to be problematic for President Trump. So more of that in just a moment. I want to start, though, with this weird story from Vogue magazine. Ladies of the Todd Starnes Show audience, I don't know if you read Vogue, if Vogue plays into or has any importance in your life whatsoever. For that matter, Good Housekeeping or Red Book or any of these, Reader's Digest. So I don't even know if people read magazines anymore. But there's a lot of consternation over Vogue magazine and the nasty hit piece they did on our beautiful First Lady, Melania Trump. And by the way, our telephone number, for those of you who would like to weigh in today, write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So back to Vogue magazine. They published a scathing attack on the First Lady. And the person who wrote this, her name is Hannah Jackson. And she's one of these mean girls. And I don't know if she was one of these kids, one of these girls who was always the wallflower. Maybe she never got asked to the high school prom. Maybe on Sadie Hawkins dance, she couldn't get any guys to say yes. I don't know, but she's clearly got a chip on her shoulder, and she has a problem with Melania Trump. Now, her official White House portrait came out a few days ago. I don't know if you saw this, but it was really stunning. It was black and white. This is the official White House portrait. It was black and white, and Mrs. Trump was in this power pose, and it was really a striking image. I thought she was, you know, it was elegant. It was powerful. I think she was sending a message and having a little bit of fun while doing it. So anyway, Jackson's writing about this, and she's attacking our beautiful First Lady, saying, quote, Trump looked more like she was guest starring on an episode of The Apprentice than assuming the role of First Lady of the United States. She goes on to say that the First Lady wore a black Dolce & Gabbana tuxedo jacket with satin-trimmed lapels over a white button-up. Okay, that sounds pretty nice to me. Which she paired with a Ralph Lauren cummerbund and trousers. The choice to wear a tuxedo as opposed to a blazer or blouse made Trump look more like a freelance magician than a public servant. What's going on here? Why do these people hate Mrs. Trump? And I did a little bit of research on this, and I found this to be fascinating. I think that Vogue magazine actually has a problem, and I think the media in general has a problem with bold, confident Republican women, and especially conservative women, and especially America First conservative women. So I want us to go back in time here. Vogue magazine, they have a history of putting the first ladies on the cover of their magazine. And I guess that's a cool thing for the ladies. Barbara Bush, never. They never put Barbara Bush on the cover. Laura Bush, never. They never even put Mrs. Trump, who was a former professional model, they never even put her on the cover of Vogue magazine. However, Hillary Clinton, Big M, Kamala Harris, Jill Biden, all of them were subjects of multiple cover photo shoots. And so I'm trying to get my head wrapped around the standard of beauty and elegance and style at Vogue magazine, because I think it might be just a smidge off. Now, you know, again, we are all creatures made in God's image. Some of us are more creatures than others. So how can I say this delicately here? All right, well, no, I don't want to go down that path. Here we go. I think we can all agree that Hillary and Michelle and Kamala and especially Jill, yeah, they're not sitting around waiting for telephone calls to be finalist for America's Next Top Model. Is that fair enough? I'm trying to be delicate. I'm trying to be sensitive here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's my take, and I am willing to fight you to the death over this. There is no debate in my mind that the most attractive women in America are conservatives. Conservative women are the most attractive women in America. And there really is something special about a woman who can wield a cast iron skillet in one hand and a rifle in the other. I mean, that's a special kind of awesomeness right there. And when you look at conservative women, by and large, they're church-going women, right? So they embodied the precepts of a Proverbs 31 woman, a woman who treasures her family and her faith, and dare I say, her country, because Melania Trump is an immigrant to this country, and she loves America. But the feminist, on the other hand, I'm just telling you, and let's just cut right to the chase here, I've had to cover some of these protests all the way back to the Occupy Wall Street days in New York City, where they were defecating on cop cars. And then you have the pink hat wearing brigades marching in Washington, D.C. with all of those scratchy, itchy sweaters, the hemp sweaters. You know what I'm talking about. You go to one of those pink hat protests in Washington, D.C., there's a whole lot of butt ugly around there, folks. A whole lot of butt ugly. I'm just saying, it needs to be said. But then you have Melania Trump, and they could not even find a morsel, they could not find a morsel of kindness to lavish on this woman. So I'm going to do that for him, because Melania Trump truly is a portrait of beauty and style and elegance and power. She is a wife and a mother, and let me say this. If you want to know what kind of a person Melania Trump is, just look at her son, Barron. She raised that boy. She is a person who also, and this is something that needs to be said in this day and age, she is a person who embraces her God-given pronoun, and I respect that. Not only that, she's one of the smartest first ladies we've had. She can actually speak fluently in 5 different languages. And by the way, as you can tell lately, she's having a good old time. She has triggered every member of the drive-by media, every single one of them. And that's why she's laughing, smiling, cutting up. She's having a good old time. But the mean girls who run Vogue, clearly, they have a different, I don't know, standard of style and beauty. They have to. I mean, if you're going to be putting... Well, anyway... That's why when you actually thumb through the pages of these magazines, instead of elegance, you're going to be finding all these photos of big-boned girls with magenta hair. They got piercings in every crevice of their body. They're graffitied with the tattoos. They're wearing those scratchy hemp sweaters, and they're driving Subarus. And by the way, the kick in the pants here, ladies and gentlemen, is that most of those gals are actually dudes. I'm just saying. I don't think it bothers Melania Trump one bit. She doesn't need their affirmation. And you know what? She doesn't care. She is so much better than that. But as an American citizen and somebody who loves our first family, and this family has been put upon so many times, it would be nice just once for one of these magazines to give Melania Trump her due. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we've got to talk about Caroline Leavitt. And, you know, it's funny, when you look at the Trump administration, how many powerful women in powerful positions Trump has appointed, it really does speak to his character. But we're going to get into the Caroline Leavitt, her first press conference yesterday, and she triggered everybody. I mean, even little Jimmy Acosta was weeping under the desk. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you're tired of the side effects of your current prescription medications, ask your doctor about Gozenta. Gozenta takes your mind off all your other side effects by giving you more. Just insert Gozenta with the handy applicator provided, and you'll forget all about your other medications. Side effects of Gozenta will include itching, twitching, twerking, webbed feet, left-handed dysphoria, sleepwalking, hallucinatory dry eye disorder, distemper, night sweats, daydreams, and effervescent bowel movements. Forget all about the side effects of other medications and feel different with Gozenta. Gozenta, from Fauci Pharmaceuticals, the same people who brought you Ooze Out of Me. Proudly made in Wuhan, China by Funky Laboratories Limited.
This product is not endorsed by Robert Kennedy Jr.
Folks, let me tell you about gold. Jeez, Lou. Last year, it hit 39 record highs, surged 27%. Now experts like J.P. Morgan are calling it the number one commodity for 2025. Bank of America predicting it could soon hit $3,000 an ounce. And so why is that? Well, inflation, unrelenting markets are teetering. The central banks are hoarding gold at record levels. So it's not just some sort of a shiny, pretty little metal. It is really the ultimate shield against inflation, market chaos, and the shaky dollar. That's why I want you to head over to my friends at Priority Gold right now. They want to give you a free wealth preservation guide. You can do that by texting Todd to 24999 or go to PriorityGold.com. That's Todd. Text Todd to 24999 or visit PriorityGold.com and get your free wealth preservation guide. Do it right now, folks. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. This is going to be interesting. Mike in Eads, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Mike, I understand you, sir, drive a Subaru.
Todd, I love you, man. And I liked your article on the Mean Girls and Melania. But you just keep hurting my feelings. I don't have magenta hair, but I do drive a Subaru. I don't want to be lumped in with all those ugly whatever they are.
Well, they're lesbians, Mike. You can call them lesbians.
No, the lesbians, that's right.
That's lesbians. Or Lebanese women.
You hurt my feelings every time you mention their Subaru drivers.
Mike, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but have you considered trading in your car for something more, I don't know, heterosexual?
Oh, maybe I should. You're making me think about it. I'll tell you that.
So look, a lot of people might, you know, Mike, it's funny. A lot of people think, what is up with the lesbians and the Subarus? This is actually funny because it really is a thing. There's a great essay, How Subarus Became the Car for Lesbians. I mean, this is like a big topic of conversation across America.
Really? Well, it's just scaring me. I might have to go buy some flannel shirts and, I don't know, dye my hair or something.
Well, That could be, or you're a friend of the lesbians, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. We love all people on this radio program.
Okay, if you say so. Anyway, I had to let you know, but I did love the article, and Melania is just a knockout. I just see
isn't
so beautiful
she? And, yeah, I just that's what gets me, Mike. I mean, all the things that she's been through, and they hate on this woman, they hate on the family, and at some point you just got to say, man. This is beyond nuts right now.
It is. It's crazy. Anyway, right. I wanted to let you know that, and hope to see you around Germantown sometime.
Mike, absolutely. All right, Mike from Eads, Tennessee, driving around in that Subaru. There's a, Price Economics, how an ad campaign made lesbians fall in love with Subaru. So this was, and it goes all the way back to the 1990s when apparently Subaru, they were having a hard time. Nobody wanted to buy their cars. And so they created this, this new advertising campaign. The ad fell flat with the guys. And so the rest, as they say, is history. So there you go. No, we don't make this stuff up. I'm just telling you. 901-260-5926. Chuckie Schumer had this to say mere moments ago on Capitol Hill.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
Okay. So we're trying to figure out why Chuckie is aroused. It could have something to do with the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on every single one of his campaign promises. Ladies and gentlemen, are you prepared for what I'm about to tell you? The president could, like, deliver on every single one of his campaign promises before February. I mean, this is unbelievable. He's got, like, 4 years to govern the country. But I'm telling you, he's wrapping all of this up in less than a month. It's remarkable. So a couple of things here. Yesterday we learned from the White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt, that the Biden administration had authorized $50 million to purchase condoms for Gaza. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a second. There aren't that many people in Gaza, and then there aren't that many men in Gaza. So that's a lot of condoms. Yes, it is. So a couple of things are happening here, and I want to explain this to you. First of all, there's a lot of money laundering going on. That could be a big part of it. Now, the State Department says they've yanked the funding here, so there will be no more money for condoms. But the issue is not one of sex. It turns out that the terrorists were using those condoms to attack Israelis. And so a lot of those condoms were actually being used to kill people. They were using them as very weird IEDs. We'll get into more of that a little bit later on. But this is one of the reasons why President Trump put a temporary freeze on all foreign aid. It's because we are spending out the wazoo here. Not only are we spending $50 million to fund condoms for the Gazans, we're sending millions of dollars to Afghanistan, giving the Taliban condoms, and which I get. I mean, we don't want them to procreate. I get that, but can't they do that on their own dime? Why do they need ours? And then apparently we're spending all of this money to fund a transgender opera in, of all places, Colombia. So all of that now goes away. And I am telling you, by the time DOGE gets finished, we may end up being able to cut, I don't know, $4 or $5 trillion from the government. So there you go. By the way, if you haven't been to an opera, just a word of advice here, it's not over until the fat lady sings. Unless you're in Bogota, Colombia, and then the fat lady could just be a morbidly obese dude. All right, now 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. The new heart-pounding military thriller, Valiant One, has everything you need in a movie. With tensions high between North and South Korea, a U.S. military chopper crashes deep in North Korean territory. With the platoon leader dead and no rescue coming, young Sergeant Edward Brockman must find a way to get the survivors back to safety. He He must rise to the challenge to lead his team on a daring escape through treacherous and hostile territory, with enemy soldiers hot in pursuit. Only courage can bring them home. Valiant One has all the grit and explosive action you'd expect, along with the story of survival and bravery under fire. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. All you need is the popcorn. Don't miss this new action thriller from Briarcliff Entertainment and Monarch Media. Valiant One, featuring Chase Stokes and Lana Condor, only in theaters January 31st. The new heart-pounding military thriller, Valiant One, only in theaters January 31st. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, we have a great Todd Starnes show on Newsmax TV. You can watch wherever you get Newsmax. Folks, a new president sworn in, America's greatness being restored. There is literally breaking news every minute, and tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox, and they're tuning into Newsmax for the breaking news information they really need to know. Reuters Institute, by the way, now says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America, which is true. You can find it on all your major cable systems, TV, smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You get great shows, Rob Schmidt, Greta, Rob, Carl, me. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So make the switch to Newsmax. You can check us out on cable, satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch anytime. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Glenn Grothman joins us, representing Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Really good. We just got done with our retreat in Miami, flying back to our districts, and we just heard that Donald Trump cracked down on these quacks who were removing the breasts of 15-year-old girls.
So yeah.
That, you know, things go so quickly. I think those guys should be in prison for a long, long period of time. And I'm glad President Trump took such quick action. So different than under Joe Biden, where they were praising this nonsense.
You know, the president issuing an executive order yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, protecting kids from these irreversible medical mutilation surgeries. And, I mean, it takes you all the way back to the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, the things they were doing to these kids, Congressman.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine? Of course, they not only talk to kids, they talk to parents into this idea that removing the gal's breasts or whatever is an appropriate thing to do to a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old. Horrific. All Americans out there, you've got to be on the lookout when you're dealing with the medical profession. That's what we learn out of this.
You know,
unbelievable.
Congressman, when you look at what President Trump has done, I was saying it earlier in the show, he could accomplish his entire agenda before February at this pace.
Right. You can see I'm done. Turning it over to Vance here. Because he has done so much. You know, another one I love that I don't even covered enough on your show is putting an end to this affirmative action stuff in government contracting. Your listeners probably don't know how pervasive this was. For the last 60 years in our life, by law, they have any corporation with doing at least $10,000 of business with the federal government has had to submit a form on the ethnicity of their employees. For 60 years, they've been doing this, and as a practical matter, it causes corporations to be a little bit reluctant to hire white guys, let's face it. So we've been discriminating against white guys in this country for 60 years now. And finally, Donald Trump hopefully put an end to it. They've hired so many of these stupid DEI people in corporations, it's probably change the culture, and it's going to take a while to get rid of it all altogether. But you got to remember, it's hard to believe. A month ago, the president of the United States was screaming about all the white supremacy we have in this country after 60 years of the government saying, don't hire white guys. So I'm exaggerating only a tiny bit there. I mean, clearly the pressure was on big business to worry that the government's going to look at your forms and you had too many white guys on there. So I applaud President Trump for doing it. And in this land that Joe Biden talked about being the land of white supremacy, trying to divide America, of course, destroy America, we've been discriminating against white guys for 60 years, ever since 1965.
It's insane. And now, you know, we're getting a level playing field here. The president also signing an executive order about banning radical gender ideology and critical race theory from being taught in grades K through 12. And, you know, Congressman, here's what got me about this. My concern is, well, I have many about critical race theory, but the broader concern is, what does the country look like 20 years from now when you've had an entire generation of kids that have been taught, oh, you're black, you're a victim, you're oppressed. See that white kid over there? He's responsible for your oppression. Imagine what kind of a country would have had if that had continued.
Exactly. All parents out there, all grandparents out there, you have to be aware that there is this ideology, which, by the way, was kind of thought up by a guy named Marcuse, a communist, in the 70s in this country, where they try to divide America by race to destroy it. The communists in the 60s thought they divide America by wealth, and they thought they'd get people so mad at the wealth that we'd overthrow our government. Well, that didn't work. So their fallback position was to divide America by race, and in particularly by sex as well, so that they wanted Americans to hate white men. And that's the policy that they've tried to implement in our horrible universities and our horrible K-12 schools. So if I were you, and as a parent out there, a grandparent out there, I would ask your children, your grandchildren, have you received any of this training that America is a white racist society? And if you have, your children should know that whatever they learned in that school or that university, you got to forget it. You got to forget it because you've been taught by lunatics.
Congressman.
So, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. Folks, we got Congressman Glenn Grothman with us representing Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Congressman, we're looking at the nominees. RFK Jr. is holding his own right now up on Capitol Hill. How important is it for your colleagues in the Senate to make sure the president's nominees get through?
Well, it varies from nominee to nominee. I think it's very important to have Robert Kennedy in there because for too long we've had the drug companies have too much power in this country. The number of pharmaceuticals that have been prescribed going through the roof, and some big concerns I have with some of the drugs that we use to treat COVID, that remdesivir, I think dangerous. I think, you know. But finally, we're going to have somebody in that position who is not afraid of the drug companies. He'll tell the facts on the matter. And that's why I'd like to see him there. You know, talking to a guy this morning about, you know, all the diseases that are so much more prevalent today than when I was a child, all the allergies that are so much more common. Good grief, when I was a child, every child in the school brought peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
yes.
to school.
That's it, peanut
Everyone.
Butter, yes.
And that was it. Nowadays, they'd be scared to death. It seems like every other kid is allergic to peanuts, or at least a lot. When I was in college, if somebody would have said, "Oh, Mary had a baby, it's autistic," I wouldn't have known what that meant. The word autism was something that nobody knew what that meant 45 years ago. Mm. Now it's common. So we finally have somebody in there, I hope, who's not afraid to look at this and say, where did this stuff come from? Why do we have these diseases or allergies that were so rare? And we all have ideas. You know, maybe the parents got to take their kids outside more, play on the lawn, that sort of thing. I don't know. But there's no question we have a lot of problems we didn't have. Serious allergies we didn't have to worry about, and autism. So it would be great to give. I have read Robert Kennedy's book, and it's a very scary book. I know one of the head docs at the University of Wisconsin, I asked him, was it really that bad? And he said, it's probably worse. So the drug companies have been way too powerful in research on these things. And it would be nice to have somebody who brings a little bit more of an independent look in there.
Congressman,
I think it's very important.
I want to switch gears real quick. I know you chair the Subcommittee on National Security, Border and Foreign Affairs on oversight. And something was said yesterday at the start of Caroline Leavitt's incredible press conference. And she announced that we can finally say that the drones that were flying over the skies of New Jersey were, in fact, from the FAA. They were ours. Here's what gets me about that. I mean, the depraved minds in the Biden administration, people were terrified. They were just terrified. They didn't know what was flying over their homes. And for weeks, people were left not knowing when Joe Biden could have gotten up there or somebody and said, folks, this is all from the FAA, nothing to worry about. It's almost as if they got some sort of a perverted pleasure in watching the American people freak out.
Well, you had people don't realize what a horrible president Joe Biden was, how horrible the people around him were. And you're absolutely right. Why didn't you just say the FAA was, you know, flying drones around? But they wouldn't do it because they had that kind of Soviet mindset that we're not here for the people. The people, we're the intelligent people, and there's no reason to give any information to the hoi polloi, right? And it's something to remember. We don't want it ever to happen again. I sure hope Joe Biden and the people who supported Joe Biden never get the reins of power again. We do not want to go back to the day when a simple press conference could have said, don't worry, we have these drones up here. They wouldn't do it. They were that secretive.
Yeah.
They were that opposed to giving the American people information. And it's scary. I think it's so scary that whatever, 48% of the public voted for Kamala Harris. Everybody's saying it's a landslide. I happen to be in an airport right now when I look around me and think that 48% of these people voted for Kamala Harris. I'm scared to death.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Great stuff. We'd love to get you back on soon.
Let's talk about that affirmative action again, and
yeah,
let's talk about what we should do if any more of these lunatic doctors try to remove the breasts of 15-year-old girls. Man, you should be in prison a long time. Thank you so much.
All right. Congressman Clint Grothman, everybody, he's fired up today, representing Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District, and it's true. You know, the good news here is I no longer have to identify or self-identify as a black man. So I'm going back. You know, I had, during the Biden administration, I had changed my name to LeBron Stearns, and I was hopefully going to be eligible for a lot of these reparations. But now that it's okay to be white again, I think I'm going to re-identify as my original God-given skin color. So, by the way, I'm going to share this with you. I got a call from somebody yesterday. So have you guys seen, and we're going to get to your calls in a moment, so hang tight. Have you guys seen the ICE agents in your towns, in your communities? Because they are here in Memphis, Tennessee. There are reports as many as 500 illegals have been rounded up here in the Memphis area. And we're going to get into more of this a little bit later on the show, but I am curious if you have seen the ICE agents at work in your towns, in your cities. I am telling you, this is exciting. Because every illegal that's taken off the street means we are that much safer. Anyway, Bank of America, years ago, Bank of America somehow thought that I was Hispanic. And they every time I would call, and honest to goodness, they'd say, Mr. Starnes, what can we do for you? Every single one of my bank statements came to me in Spanish. So anyway, I finally had to walk down to the local Bank of America and explain to them that I was not Hispanic, I was not Spanish-speaking, and if they didn't start sending me my statements in English, I was going to remove every single peso from their bank. Got a call last night that said, Stearns, are you sure ICE knows that you're not Spanish? You know, you don't want Bank of America leaking stuff to them. So far, so good. I haven't seen the ICE vehicles up in front of the building yet. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going directly to your calls, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
For a number of years, customers have been asking if MyPillow sells cross necklaces like the one Mike Lindell proudly wears every day. Well, they are excited to announce that Mike has partnered with a jeweler right here in America to create a beautiful sterling silver MyCross. You can save 30% today using promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506. And be sure to use that promo code STARNS. You can choose from the women's or men's style. The MyCross for women has a more delicate look, reversible with mother-of-pearl style translucent white enamel on one side and black enamel on the other. The MyCross for men has a slightly larger cross with black enamel and a slightly longer, thicker chain. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Gary in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Well, welcome back, LeBron. Back to Todd. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother.
I was watching for about 20 minutes Mr. Kennedy being grilled by some on the other side, and They hit a note with me on the SNAP program because they're all concerned he's going to starve children at school and cut programs. And he explained that they need to cut out the waste in those programs, which I almost fell out of my chair at my car office because 4 years ago when we had custody of our grandchildren, which are now both out of school and stuff, an after-school program I went to, and I got there late, right at 5 o'clock, and I noticed all the milk cartons full in the garbage, fruit, granola bars, and I asked the people in charge of the program. I said, "What the heck is that?" And they go, "Well, no, you know, we have 60 children in the program, so we set out cartons of milk, granola bars, and fruit. That's a great idea." But I said, "Well, no one's eaten any of this." And they said, "Well, no, the kitchen's closed for the school, and we have an inventory program. We can't put what's not used back into the inventory." And I said, "You've got to be kidding me." So I really got in trouble because I took a picture of the garbage pail full of perfectly good Borden milk and granola bars and fruit. And she inquired what I was doing. I said, "You can't do this. This is insane." And, of course, I got in trouble for it, meaning scolded by the don't be taking pictures. I said, "You got to be able to give that to somebody." I said, "Plus, it's insane. You can't put it back in inventory." So we're in Volusia County, and I figured there's 66 other counties in Florida, and I'm thinking around the country. But that's an insane concept that you just throw it out.
Well, look, it's ultimately when the DOGE committee gets finished with its actions, Gary, we're going to find out the level of abuse and waste and squandering of the taxpayer money is almost criminal. Actually, it is criminal. They're stealing our money and they're giving it to other countries. They're using this money in ways that it was not intended.
The other was, I didn't realize they don't base school lunches. I didn't 5 years ago. My other children are in their 40s and 30s. These are my grandchildren. And my grandson comes home and he goes, "Yeah, I had three lunches today. It was what I wanted." And I said, "What?" Because I had been putting money in his school account for a lunch program. You put in, use Dellum money, and he can have lunch. And I go, "He must have spent a fortune." He goes, "No, the lunches are free." And I go, "No, it's based on income. We don't get free lunches at reduced price in our family." He goes, "No, this has all changed, Grandpa." And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Wow.
And he goes, "No, it's just free food. It's just, today was pizza day, so I had three slices of pizza and some other stuff." I thought, wow, I guess I'm old and everything's went to hell.
Clearly. Gary, I've got to run here. We've got to take a quick break, but thank you for calling in with that account. Jeez-a-loo, everybody. It's insane. We've got some wild audio coming from the RFK Jr. hearings. Pocahontas is on the warpath, and so is Bernie Sanders. Have you ever worn a onesie? A onesie? Oh, you're going to love this, folks. Hang tight. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-304-4700. That's 800-304-4700. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, we have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify. The call is free. The consultation is free, and you'll speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call us at 800-304-4700. That's 800-304-4700 to see how much money you could potentially get. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm just going to warn you, this hour of the program could get a little weird. So just a heads up for all you folks out in Salem, Oregon, prepare yourself. Welcome again, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to write down our telephone number. If you want to be a part of the greatest talk radio show in America, write down this number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So the confirmation hearings for RFK Jr. are underway, and I am telling you, it is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. So first of all, we've got, gentlewoman from Massachusetts, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she's having a full-blown meltdown here, folks. Hey-ya, 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 ho-ya, hey-ya, ho-ya, ho-ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, Pocahontas. So anyway, Elizabeth Warren is in full meltdown mode. I think that might be inappropriate, what we just did. So, here's the back and forth between Elizabeth Warren and RFK Jr.
You financially down the line.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You have said
you're asking me, Senator. You're asking me not to sue pharmaceutical companies. You are. That's exactly what you're doing.
Look, no one should be fooled here. As Secretary of HHS, Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manufacturing across our country. And for all of his talk about follow the science and his promise that he won't interfere with those of us who want to vaccinate his kids, the bottom line is the same. Kennedy can kill off access to vaccines and make millions of dollars while he does it. Kids might die, but Robert Kennedy can keep cashing in.
Senator, I support vaccines. I support the childhood schedule.
All right, there you go. Can I just say something about Elizabeth Warren for just a moment, please? Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren has raked in over $5.2 million from Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex, $5.2 million in her bank accounts. So whose side do you think Pocahontas is on, ladies and gentlemen? And then there's Bernie Sanders, and he's going bonkers over, and I want to explain this to you so you can get the visual. Apparently, RFK Jr. is selling onesies. I don't know why. It's America. You can, if there's a market for it, go for it. Anyway, Bernie Sanders is upset that RFK Jr. is selling onesies and actually has the physical onesies in the Senate room. These are not serious people, ladies and gentlemen. These are not serious people. Take a listen.
They are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies. One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and they're sold for $26 a piece, by the way. Next one is No Vax, No Problem. Now, you're coming before this committee, and you say you're pro-vaccine. Just want to ask some questions. And yet your organization is making money selling a child's product to parents for $26, which casts fundamental doubt on the usefulness of vaccines. Can you tell us now that you will, now that you are pro-vaccine, that you're going to have your organization take these products off the market?
Senator, I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
I've had nothing to do with
the leadership. Are you supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of vaccines.
Are you supportive of this clothing, which is militantly anti-vaccine?
I am supportive of vaccines. Right. I will. I want good science, and I want to protect.
But you will not tell the organization you founded not to continue selling that product. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The American people demand to know: do you support these onesies, sir? Do you support these onesies? And is it true, sir, that you also sell the tidy whities, sir? The American people demand to know. Tidy whities, sir. These are not serious people, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Our good friend Miss Patty joining us. All right, what say you, Miss Patty?
You can't make this up.
No, no. And may I ask you a question?
I can't, man. These people are like, they're not, he's not up there. He's not being in, it's Donald Trump they're going after.
Oh, of course they are. But I'm just curious. I mean, you're a mom. Back, are onesies, are they going for like $25? Is that a pretty good price for a onesie?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'll be 65 in March with the help of God, okay? No, I'm not a mom no more. My kids are grown and God, good. I see them all, you know, whatever. Let me tell you something, Todd. This is a clown circus here. It's a circus. These Democrats they hate Trump so much.
Patty, they do. And it's unhinged. The fact that you have a sitting United States senator pitching a fit over onesies, this is insanity.
Todd, these people are embarrassing. Dude, now they wonder why they lost in November 5th. They have to really, they say, oh, how can 77 million people be so stupid? No, no, no. The 77 million people that voted with Donald Trump have a brain in their head. You're the stupid ones. You take a look in the mirror.
Oh, well, it's yes. Patty, it is a great point you bring up. I want to play some audio, though, and I want you to hear this, Patty. This is Caroline Kennedy, her cousin, RFK Jr. And now Caroline Kennedy put out a video yesterday on X, and it has gone viral. Here's Caroline Kennedy making some accusations against RFK Jr. Cut number 8, please.
It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets because Bobby himself is a predator. He's always been charismatic, able to attract others through the strength of his personality, his willingness to take risks and break the rules. I watch his younger brothers and cousins follow him down the path of drug addiction. His basement, his garage, his dorm room were always the center of the action, where drugs were available, and he enjoyed showing off how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks.
Wait, what?
It was often a perverse scene of despair and violence.
All right, so now all of a sudden she drops this bombshell that her cousin, RFK Jr., was putting mice and chickens in a blender while he was smoking the Doobie. He was smoking the devil's lettuce, Patty, while he was putting mice and chickens in the blender.
And her father had whores walking in and out the doors. Okay?
Yes. Or sidewalk Sally's, as we call them here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
I didn't mean to say that. I just, it disconnected.
Or you can say ho. Yes. I mean, it's.
No, I'm just saying that.
More than one is hoes.
No, Marilyn was working in. Jackie was in the front door. Marilyn was running out the back door.
Oh, big time. Big time. Patty, we're going to.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But she comes up with this stuff. I mean, you think he's going to get confirmed?
That's the big question here, Patty, because we are hearing reports of as many as possibly 7 Republican senators who may vote against RFK Jr. If that happens, then Trump will have to do a recess appointment if, in fact, he decides to go down that path. So we're getting into some prickly parts of the road, because it's not just him. You've got Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel. All three of those could have some problems with the Republican side of the aisle.
Yeah, well, thank you, Todd. Thank you for your, thank you for your insight.
Well,
I'm going to watch it. It is too funny here.
Hang in there, Patty. I'm just telling you. But between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, well, between those people, Jesus, you can't make this up. But can we just talk for a second here? Let's just say that, I don't know, RFK Jr. was making a protein smoothie with the mice and the chickens. Okay, fine, let's have this conversation. If Caroline Kennedy wants to have this conversation about the quirkiness of the Kennedy family, I'm happy to have that conversation. Well, let's talk about her granddaddy. That would be Joe Kennedy, the guy who literally appeased Hitler. He wanted to make peace with Hitler. That's her grandfather. Her grandfather, by the way, was a complete opportunist. He would sell his soul for power. That's who her grandfather was. There's a great story from back when FDR was president, and FDR could not stand Joe Kennedy, but he needed Joe Kennedy's money, and Joe Kennedy was a wealthy man. So FDR, at the time, Joe Kennedy wanted to be the ambassador to the UK, and FDR brought Joe Kennedy into the White House and said, "How much do you want this job? How much do you want the job, Joe? Joe, I want you to drop your pants." So you had the president of the United States telling Joe Kennedy to drop his trousers right there in the Oval Office. And you know what Joe Kennedy did? He dropped his drawers. But let's not stop there. By the way, Joe Sr. cheated on his wife with all sorts of folks. And by the way, Caroline Kennedy's daddy, and you heard Patty using the urban vernacular of the hoes. We prefer sidewalk Sally's, but he had a cavalcade of them coming in and out of that White House. That's JFK. And can we talk about beloved Uncle Teddy? Oh, we just love Teddy. The media, the drive-by media, worships Ted Kennedy. This is a guy who literally killed a woman, drove poor little Mary Jo right off of the bridge in Chappaquiddick. The car flipped upside down. Ted Kennedy wouldn't even pull the woman out of the car, and she died. Nobody wants to talk about that. Or what about her other cousin? That would be Michael, the one convicted of beating a female neighbor to death with a golf club. But according to Caroline Kennedy and the drive-by media, the real scandal is not Ted Kennedy or JFK and his womanizing or Grandpa Joe dropping trow or the other cousin who literally killed somebody. The big scandal is that one of their tribe would dare to associate with Donald J. Trump. Are you following what's going on here, folks? All right, we got to take a quick break. We're getting to your calls next, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Cheryl in Georgia, been hanging on for a while, wants to talk about drones. Hi, Cheryl. What's going on?
Well, hey, Todd. Well, we are an aviation family. In fact, my son, I talked to you about him. He flew supplies in with his own little airplane to the hurricane, you know, North Carolina. So what goes on with the FAA is of great importance to us. And I'm glad that they finally said who the drones were being flown by, but I've heard nothing about why.
Well, that's a fair question. The White House was not heavy on specifics, only to say that they were FAA was doing some sort of research, that many of the other drones happen to be privately owned. My question would be, what were those drones doing flying over military installations and military bases? And they didn't answer that question yesterday.
There's just so much. It smells.
So you don't think we're still getting the full story?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know. I'm hoping it all comes out. I can't wait until the new transportation secretary is put in, because that affects the FAA. And, of course, they were talking about doing DEI hires for controllers, which would be an absolute disaster. Same in the cockpit. So I am praying that whoever they bring in is really, really strong.
Well, Trump's been doing a pretty good job of that thus far. I mean, when you look at the people he's brought in, from Tom Homan, Caroline Leavitt, Marco Rubio, they're all doing a pretty darn good job right now. So I have no doubt that the FAA person will do well as well.
Well, and I'm hoping, listening to Bernie Sanders and what's her name, I hope that they bring back a level of decorum in the Senate, in the Congress, in the conversation. I mean, they sound like bumbling idiots. Our fifth graders could have a more sane conversation.
Oh, yes.
You can't hear what anybody says.
True.
I mean, it's just like it's like the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm. It is. And there you have Elizabeth Warren just screeching like, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, God. Yeah, I hear you, Cheryl. It's a mess up there. These are the leaders.
Kennedy should have asked them if they were going to take off all the infant ball hanger clothes that they had all over Target and elsewhere. Sorry for this.
Appreciate the visual at lunchtime there, Cheryl. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know else how to say it.
I tell you, but so, Pocahontas is on the warpath up there. She's ready to scalp somebody.
Well, I am praying he gets in, because he's the best thing that could ever happen to HHS and our food supply and pharmaceuticals.
Big time on the food supply. That's got to get handled. And I do believe, and Cheryl, thank you for that call. Ladies and gentlemen, I truly believe, based on the research I've been doing over the past year, that they're putting things in our food that are making us sick and reliant upon more drugs. And when you look at somebody like Pocahontas getting $5.2 million from Big Pharma, we're talking about money that you and I can't even begin to imagine that these lawmakers are getting. Let's go to Keith in Georgia. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
I'd like to comment on Bernie Sanders and Mr. Kennedy's conversation.
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy should have first said, first, I believe in free speech. Second, I believe in freedom of choice. And this is what's happening. Unfortunately, a Democrat Party has abandoned both of those.
Well, no doubt about that. Keep in mind, this was the party, the Democrat Party, Keith, and they wanted to silence all dissenting opinion. Picking up the phone and cussing out Mark Zuckerberg and saying, unless you silence the conservatives and the people that were opposed to the vaccines, we're gonna crack down on you.
Right. They've taken away free speech in all kinds of ways. And they've same way as freedom of choice. And that's all that shirt is suggests, that they have free speech, that they spoke.
That's it. All right. Hey, Keith, I got to leave it there, my friend, in Helen, Georgia. Good guy. Great town. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Dieter joining us. Ben, have you seen the story about the morbidly obese ramper who was denied service by a Lyft driver? They call her name is Dank DeMoss.
She's some rapper. She Dank DeMoss.
D-A-N-K.
So she's from Detroit.
It's an odd name for a rapper because dank basically means being damp, musty. Or cold. Musty.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's
Seeing the video, it could check.
Yeah. So dank is...
Why is she in the back of the car doing the rap? What's going on here?
She's a little upset. She tried to get a Lyft, you know, one of those Lyft drivers, I guess Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
And so when the Lyft driver showed up, they said, no, I can't take you because you're really fat.
Oh, you left out that part. Huh?
He was very kind about it. She weighs nearly 500 pounds. So we've got this is the local news report. Let's take a listen.
Georgia Blanding tells us she was just trying to get to a Detroit Lions watch party this month when her Lyft rolled up.
As I'm walking, I see him like making faces or whatever. I'm like, oh man.
She already knew.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me.
He told her there's not enough room in his car.
The kicker part was when he started to talk about his tires. You know, I feel like that was a slap in the face. That was like my tires, you know, like.
The driver said his tires could not handle her weight.
So every big person, you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
No, I don't never have to order Uber XL.
He apologized, canceled the ride, and left her there. The rapper says she's pretty tough. I get the money if I didn't make some food. Dank DeMoss, as she's known at the mic, is crushed by the whole situation.
I just want them to know, like, it really hurt my feelings.
It looks like Lyft might be hurting pretty soon, too.
I knew it was illegal, and I knew that it was wrong.
Her attorneys, John Marco and Zach Runyon, say weight is a protected characteristic in Michigan by law.
It would be no different than a driver pulling up and saying, you know, I don't want to have black people in my car, or I don't want to have Christians in my car or Muslims in my car. It's the same. Under the law, it's the same.
The lawsuit is filed. Since she posted the encounter on social media, other full-figured folks have reached out saying the same thing happened to them.
Wow. So, I mean, this Lyft driver could be in a lot of trouble because he simply refused to accept this woman and let her get into the car.
Can someone explain what's happening underneath her dress here? I mean, I'm showing Todd a photo here. Can you describe that to what is that?
Have you seen like turkey legs, like the
drumstick?
The drumsticks. It looks like her legs are like drumsticks. I mean, there is
but
a
it's
lot
like
of
lava. It's like a lava cake.
She's almost 500 pounds,
and we're being as generous as we can. We can't actually say what we want to say.
Lava cake,
like a lava cake, and it's just running down her legs.
So again, I think the issue here is the guy said, "No way, you're going to be able to fit into my car."
Because already rideshare drivers are trying to protect their cars. They're already putting on a ton of damage on those vehicles. And we actually had our team look into this using artificial intelligence, of course. Can a large person, an obese person, actually hurt or damage a car? And in fact, the answer is yes. It can damage your car. So does that rideshare driver have the right to say, you as a fat person, I'm sorry, there's no other way of spinning it. He's not going to allow something to damage his car. I see him as in the right. And let me say this, and then I'll toss over to you, Todd. This idea that she can't control her weight like someone can't control their skin color is a false argument. You can't change the fact that you're white, but you can change the fact whether you're small, medium, or large.
I would, yeah, and it's a matter of like, you know what, just order one bucket of KFC, not two. I mean, it really is that simple. You cut back on your food consumption.
Yeah, unless she was born this way, because that's what they say.
I'm pretty sure her mama couldn't give birth to something that big.
Because other than that, that's an immutable characteristic that like skin color you can't change. This
but again,
you can't.
The Lyft driver, I mean, they're basically accusing him of violating, I mean, this is a civil rights violation. In the state of Michigan, that this guy, I mean, what's the guy supposed to do? Have a bucket of Crisco there? All right, well, you know, lather up and see if you can squeeze in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of room in those cars.
And she's in the wrong because anybody knows when they're leaving an airport, You land, you call your Uber, and there is an option, and it says XL. And in her case, it would have been XXXL. You get the deluxe. Why didn't she get the deluxe?
Is there a forklift option? Just asking.
A dump truck.
I don't know. It's, but you're right. I mean, they do have an XL, but maybe they need a triple XL.
Yeah.
Or something that has seats where you can be comfortable. By the way, to your point, Car Talk, actually, this was a, somebody called in back in 2013, does a morbidly obese passenger contribute to right tire wear? And this guy was riding in, and he said that he commutes to work, and his coworker weighs around 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And he noticed that the right side of the, this is terrible, but he said, is my tires on the right side aren't, you know, something's out of alignment. The shocks and the, that's what I'd be concerned
about. They popped,
about.
Yeah.
The shocks. Jeez, Lou.
Yeah, the suspension.
And they said, yeah, absolutely. They said the front tire has the steel belt raising off and is in danger of blowing out.
So unless she wants to take the car to the local mechanic and get it realigned.
By the way, for Mike and Eads, the guy asking this was driving a 2007 Subaru. And this guy, I mean.
And a lot of times it's like the passenger, like when you get on an airplane, if you have too much weight on one side, you could crash the plane. So, I mean, he would have to distribute this woman's weight in the passenger side and in the back seat. I mean, put a little portion of her over here. Throw some over on this side to make sure they're not throwing the car out of the alignment.
Get some hams, put in the front passenger side, kind of balance it out. That's your ballast.
Grab a concrete bag. Yeah.
Jeez. Hey, let's go to Kurt in Memphis, Tennessee, is helping us out with some words today. Kurt, help us out here.
It's good to hear from you again, Todd. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Well, the word dank is what they use in the slang world of marijuana is high-grade marijuana. It's hydroponic.
Oh.
That's what the word dank means.
I thought it was the... that's the devil's lettuce, then. The devil's lettuce is also dank. Oh.
We missed the whole story.
If you go to... There's several sites you can buy it at online. It's what they call high-grade. It's hydroponic.
And how do you know about this, Kurt? I'm curious.
I'm not going to go out on that limb. It might break off.
Just ask.
I'll take the fifth on that one, Todd.
You see, Kurt, you prove once again that we have the most knowledgeable talk radio audience in America. So thank you for the knowledge.
I learned something new today.
All right,
Ben,
Kurt.
They need to get some big, Lyft drivers and Ubers that drive drunk trucks. You know, I mean, this is getting to be a common thing across the nation.
Heavy machinery. I like that. Or maybe like a crane, you know?
You know, if she's listening, if she could sue Lyft, she's suing you, Todd. It's
going to be. We're trying to be helpful here.
It's going to be Dank DeMoss v. Todd Starnes. And that's court TV I will watch.
I don't know. I think your argument is wearing thin. So, all right, Kurt, thank you for that. Wow. It is. I mean, this is an issue, you know, with the Lyft and the Ubers. And, you know, I mean, it's their own personal car, right? So, I mean, unless they're going to charge, and that's the other thing. You like, when you got on board an airplane, you have to charge. I mean, if you're this lady, if she got on board an airplane, she would have to buy another seat. I mean, that would be the rule, right?
Yeah.
Because your body can't, like, you know, blubber over onto another passenger.
So she would need to buy the car.
She would have to buy the full back seat and then some. Maybe some trunk space. I don't know. I mean, she's the one that's making this an issue. But I think, I mean, if you are going to, I mean, if this does go to court, the guy actually has a pretty good court case here because it is scientifically proven that morbidly obese passengers can impact your car.
Todd, have you seen her attorneys? Look at the attorneys.
That's hard to see.
They're
she's behind them.
They are these two Caucasian men that look like they could be on the cover of GQ.
Oh,
they
boy.
Are as fit as RFK Jr. is. Mm. But they are going to represent her in the court of law. They've already lost the court of public opinion, but best of
and
luck.
Look, it's a free country. I mean, if you want to eat yourself to that size, you're free to do that. You know, RFK Jr. was talking about this earlier today because they're like, oh, you're going to ban McDonald's cheeseburgers. No, I'm just saying they're not healthy for you. But it's America. And if you want to be morbidly obese, you can. But the question is, does the rest of society have to conform to your girth?
Under Michigan state law, you do.
Apparently so.
Yep.
So, all right. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. Our number, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Jackson, Tennessee. Greg brings up an interesting... Greg, I didn't even think about the issue that you're going to bring up with this Lyft driver.
Well, like I told your screen caller, I'm about 80 pounds overweight, so I can laugh at this whole situation. But solve the problem. Man, this is a safety issue. If you can get in my car, fine, but then put your seatbelt on.
That's a fair point. And at some point, you know, like in the airports, if you they have those seatbelt extenders, I mean, are they going to require the Lyft drivers to offer those, you know, in their cars? Is that even an option?
Well, that's after the fact. The case is won right there. Man, this is a safety issue. Your size is prohibiting me from, to, you know, I can't transport you safely, therefore I can't transport you.
Look, I'm with you here. So you don't think that the rapper Dank has a case here?
Oh, she couldn't fasten that seatbelt any way, shape, or form. I promise you.
No, if you've seen the photos, you know, and it's a lot of woman there. All right, Greg, thank you for that. Appreciate the call. 901-260-5926. Well, Americans are very excited about what's about to happen to their bank accounts. They're going to have a lot more money in their bank accounts, and that's thanks to the economic policies of Donald Trump. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend Art Alley. He's the founder and president of the Timothy Plan. TimothyPlan.com is the website, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Art, good to have you with us today.
Hey, man, always my favorite time of day, Todd.
Art, let's talk about it. You know, I know a lot of folks are upset. Yesterday at the press conference, they were the mainstream media, the drive-bys, they were like, how come the price of eggs hasn't come down? Well, Trump's only been president for a week and a day.
Right.
So it's going to take a little bit of time, Art, right?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, this guy has changed more in 6 days, 7 days, than any other president has done in his whole term. He'll get to the eggs. You know, he's doing the right things. It does take time for things to come down. And when are we going to stop calling those guys the mainstream media? I think they're the minor media anymore because people are waking up to their agenda. Donald Trump, I mean, I just stand amazed, and I know you do too. The things he's doing, man, it's morning in America again, and we're all feeling it.
We were talking earlier on in the show about how he's going to accomplish his entire agenda in the first month.
Yeah,
it's remarkable.
Yeah, people talk about the first 100 days, man. I think he's just wearing his staff out. I don't know what he has for breakfast, but I want to start eating that.
Art, I got a message the other day, the last time you were on, and someone said, tell me, I don't understand the Timothy Plan. Can you guys, next time you have Art on, can we talk about the Timothy Plan and what you guys are trying to do and why people need to be investing using biblical principles?
Sure. I'm glad to. It's not what we're trying. It's what we're doing. You know, we're about to hit our 31st anniversary of making available to the investing public a family of mutual funds. We have 19 different funds that refuse to own shares of companies that are trying to destroy us, that are undermining our whole moral fabric with the way they operate in this woke agenda. But I'm pleased to say, because of people in this audience and others that are understanding, you know, we're not going to give those people our money anymore. We're not going to own their stocks. We're not going to buy their products. if they continue, and these companies are hearing the message, and they're backing away from this DEI and ESG stuff, and that's just good news for all of us. But basically, to answer the question, we're a family of mutual funds. We have all kinds of different, you know, you got to diversify when you invest. We have every kind of asset class covered, but every fund we have, people can be confident and comfortable. We are not going to own shares of companies that are pursuing an unholy agenda. That's what sets us apart from the entire rest of the multi-trillion-dollar mutual fund industry. And if that caller says, well, I don't know what I own, call us. We will tell you, we'll give you a full report on what these companies are doing that you may be investing in. So that's what we do. And, you know, we've been doing it for 31 years. We're approaching $3 billion in assets. That's customers' investments. And we do what we say we're going to do, kind of like Donald Trump does. Promises made, promises kept.
I love this. And again, you make it so simple, Art. And folks, I would encourage you to also visit the website, and you can request information all free of charge, request information on how you can start investing and be biblically responsible in your investments. And, you know, you want to invest for college, retirement, a rainy day, you know, whatever your financial goals are. Art and his awesome team are going to be able to help you out with that. And Art, what's the telephone number people want to call in?
Well, it's 800-TIM-PLAN for Timothy Plan, or 800-846-7526. And I'll guarantee you a human being will answer the phone, not a computer, and they'll connect you with another human being who can answer all of your questions. With no cost or obligation. This is what we do.
Our good friend Randy Alcorn, by the way, says the average Christian whose retirement program is in mutual funds or stocks managed by others has no clue where God's money is actually going. How about that?
You know, he's a friend, and he's absolutely right. And that's why we develop tools. We can tell you. Just call us. Then you can decide what to do. And in fact, I think I'm going to see you here in a couple of weeks at NRB, right? You're going to be there?
It's going to be great, Art, in Dallas, Texas.
All right. I want you to pick up one of our Bible graphs. And when you see that, you're going to tell your audience about it. We give these things away, and what an incredible tool that is. So wait till you get there. I'll make sure I get you a Bible graph.
All right, Art.
And show you how to use it. And you'll be amazed, man. You'll be amazed.
Aren't that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Always good hearing from you, my friend. And we just thank you so much for what you're doing with Timothy Plan.
God bless. Thank you.
All right, folks, timothyplan.com, or give them a call, 1-800-TIM-PLAN. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What a mess up on Capitol Hill. RFK Jr., the confirmation hearing underway. And you got Elizabeth Warren, you got Bernie Sanders, and they're going at it like cats and dogs. As a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders upset over some onesies. I want to go back and play this audio. This is cut 16, please.
They are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies. One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and they're sold for $26 a piece, by the way. Next one is no vax, no problem. Now, you're coming before this committee, and you say you're pro-vaccine. Just want to ask some questions. And yet your organization is making money selling a child's product to parents for for $26, which casts fundamental doubt on the usefulness of vaccines. Can you tell us now that you will, now that you are pro-vaccine, that you're going to have your organization take these products off the market?
Senator, I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
I've had nothing to do with
leadership. Are you supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of vaccines.
Are you supportive of this clothing, which is
Are you supportive of the onesies? Jeez, oh, you can't make this up, people. Oh, by the way, real quick, this is Senator Kennedy. He was asked about whether or not he plans to ban McDonald's cheeseburgers, cut number six.
I don't want to take food away from anybody. If you like a cheeseburger, a McDonald's cheeseburger, a Diet Coke, which my boss loves, and you should be able to get them. If you want to eat Hostess Twinkies, you should be able to do that. But you should know what the impacts are on your family and on your health.
I'm a little Debbie fan myself, but Twinkies are nice. Thank you very much for clarifying that to RFK Jr. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jay Richards is the director of the Heritage Foundation's DeVos Center for Life, Family, and Religion. Jay, good to have you with us on the show today.
Great to be with you, Todd.
All right. So there seems to be a lot of concern about RFK Jr. Also, whether or not he's actually going to get confirmed. I understand that some Republican senators have issues. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm fairly optimistic that he's going to get sent on to the full Senate out of the Senate Finance Committee. Some people may be interested that it's the Finance Committee that actually has the vote on whether to send his nomination forward. He has a courtesy hearing with the Health Committee tomorrow, but they don't have a vote. As you said, I mean, anybody that's watched this hearing, it was a kind of a slugfest. It's funny that actually the onesie interaction with Senator Sanders is the thing that sort of stood out. It stood out for a lot of people, but it was really a lot of nasty types of questions in which he was essentially asked a yes or no question that had some kind of calumnous and false premise. I think that Mr. Kennedy, I think he vindicated himself well. He's a smart guy, said lots of things on different topics that, you know, lots of people can disagree with. But his job is to help reform HHS and to, you know, as he said, to try to help make America healthy again, in particular chronic diseases. And I'd note that almost no one, except for perhaps Ron Johnson and maybe one other Republican, even bothered to talk about the epidemic of chronic diseases, especially among children, which is really this kind of central issue. And so instead they were trying to play gotcha for almost 4 hours.
And that's exactly what it is. And then you've got his cousin, Caroline Kennedy, putting out the video yesterday saying he puts chickens and mice in blenders. And I mean, it's just over the top stuff here.
It is. It's really kind of nutty. I mean, that's what I was sort of surprised. I think it was Senator Wyden at the beginning. Just an absolute nasty tirade right at the beginning of the hearing. I don't think that stuff's going to look very good on reels, which is what I'm sort of thinking. Most people aren't like policy wonks like us, you know, that would actually watch an entire hearing. They're going to see little bits and pieces. And I think once that happens, a lot of these guys that were just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know for sure that they're shills for a particular country, company or something, but it's really very strange. I mean, the one thing, whatever you say about RFK Jr., you could disagree with him or whatever, but he clearly deeply believes in what he's doing and the career path he chose for himself. After being an environmental lawyer, could have made a lot of money. Instead, he was willing to burn personal bridges by focusing on otherwise controversial issues that we're not getting focused on, and then by being brave during the COVID lockdowns, right? He almost certainly alienated most of his friends on the left by coming out against the mandates and coming out against the lockdowns. That, to me, is that's a sign of someone that I support, wherever they are on the political spectrum. If you show moral courage and do something that's right at cost to you, that counts for a lot in my bag.
There have been a lot of concern on the religious right about the abortion issue and RFK Jr.'s position on that. But the reality of it is this, Jay, and if I'm wrong, correct me here. Mm-hmm. President Trump just a few days ago implemented an executive order that overwhelmingly enforces bans on taxpayer funding of abortion. He re-implemented the Mexico City rule. I mean, it's, you know, so we're no longer using federal taxpayer dollars for abortions overseas. So unless RFK Jr. is going to come in and upend Trump's own policy, which I don't believe, you know, I don't think this is a big issue.
I totally agree. I mean, this life is a very important issue to me. Heritage is a part of my jurisdiction at the Heritage Foundation. He has been a lifelong Democrat, Mr. Kennedy, and so he said things that I totally disagree with. I will also say, speaking for myself, I've never thought that his heart was in it. It's like he and Tulsi Gabbard, as National Democrats, said what they thought they needed to say, but it's not like they're committed to, unlimited abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy. And as he said, quite explicitly, he is going to govern according to President Trump's convictions on this. It's not up to the HHS secretary to decide policy. And I would just remind your listeners that we had a supposed evangelical Christian, Francis Chafe, Francis Collins, in charge of HHS for a long time, and he gave us all sorts of ghoulish anti-life research at NIH, and then, of course, the crazy lockdowns and the COVID stuff. So sometimes you just get kind of very unlikely pairings. I think Donald Trump and RFK Jr. is a historic pairing and alliance, but I'm really optimistic that they'll do stuff for social conservatives that a lot of us wouldn't have necessarily gotten if it had been one of us.
I am just astounded, and if the information from opensecrets.org is accurate, I am just stunned at the tens of millions of dollars Big Pharma has been giving to members of Congress and members of the federal government. Does that alarm you, Jay?
It absolutely alarms me. It's why I've thought for years that something had to be done about this. The reason that we've not been able to move on this, honestly, is because the left doesn't like to criticize government regulatory agencies, and the right doesn't like to criticize private corporations. But what we have in Washington, D.C. is a legal cartel of private corporations and government regulatory agencies. That's how we've ended up in this mess. And so the idea that, Senator Warren would try to get RFK Jr. to promise that for 4 years after he's out of office, he will no longer, make money from litigating against drug companies. But of course, we all know perfectly well what former secretaries and officials do. They go on the boards of these pharmaceutical companies. And so it just is a remarkably rich to hear from some of these senators who are obviously deeply in the pocket of these big pharma companies.
All right. Well, Jay, we're going to have to leave with our good intel as we go through the confirmation hearings. And, you know, good information. Folks may not be thinking about those kinds of things, but there is a lot of money that is going to Capitol Hill, meaning our elected leaders don't necessarily have our best interest at heart here. So, Jay, we got to leave it there. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, Jay Richards, Director of Heritage Foundation's DeVos Center for Life, Family, and Religion. Just think about this for a moment. When you and here lately, you know, I'm trying to lose a few pounds. It is what it is. I'm in the South, and we have good food down here. But I'm trying. And one of the things that I've really started to pay attention to is the ingredients. What's going into the food that I'm going to be eating? And it has really concerned me. And there are concerns nationwide that big food they're stuffing ingredients into into the grocery stores that are actually making people sick. And in some cases, giving people an addiction to particular foods. And so then Big Pharma comes in and says, oh, we got a drug to fix that. Now, I can tell you, I know somebody who went to the doctor not too long ago, and they told me, they said, the doctor said I needed to lose some weight. And instead of the doctor telling me to go and exercise and cut back on what I was eating from two buckets of chicken to one, the doctor said, hey, we got a drug for that. Really? Is that where we really want to go as a country? Not to mention the fact that we have over-medicated our kids, and especially little boys, and we have basically raised a generation of drug-induced zombies. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Connor in Boston. Hi, Connor. What's going on?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to these confirmation hearings without RFK. And of course, we, as we would expect, Hiawatha, our senator here in Massachusetts has a problem with them. That's to be expected. But what my concern is the Republicans. You know, President Trump won a landslide victory for us in November. He carried the party. He's the head of the party. And if these Republicans are going to try to basically to go against him on his cabinet day, you know, I have a huge issue with that. Whoever he wants to put in these cabinet positions, whoever he sees fit for these roles, they need to get on board with it. And if they're not going to get on board with Todd, when it becomes primary season, we need to understand that these people are getting off the Trump train, and we're going to primary them and primary them hard. He deserves to have his picks in there.
He does, Connor, and I think that we are going to have to force that issue. Any Republican, and we already have had three that went against Pete Hegseth. You've got Susan Collins from Maine, Murkowski from Alaska, and McConnell from Kentucky. I am telling you right now, we've got to punish these folks. Now, these folks are probably not going to run for re-election. It doesn't matter, though. We've got to send a message here. Connor, you're 1,000% right. Good hearing from you, my friend. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I've got to tell you about our friends over at Old Glory Bank. I mean, how many times have we heard stories about these banks canceling conservatives and canceling our fellow patriots? Just remember who they are, folks, and you got to be careful. I don't trust them with my money, which is one of the reasons why I'm switching over to Old Glory Bank, an FDIC-insured bank that was created to ensure and protect your privacy, security, and liberty. Old Glory Bank, founded by my friend Dr. Ben Carson, Larry Elder, John Rich. They serve tens of thousands of customers in all 50 states. And, folks, I'm telling you, I feel so much better now that Old Glory Bank is around. So go check them out, oldglorybank.com/Starnes. That's oldglorybank.com/Starnes. Open an account. Put your money in the hands of people you can actually trust. oldglorybank.com/Starnes. All right, folks, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. Let's go to our phone lines, 901-260-5926. Regina, listening to us in beautiful Georgia. Hi, Regina. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Regina. Yes, and we've probably talked about the overweight lady enough. I might be beating a dead horse, but I just wanted to say, you know, everybody wants someone else to bend to them. Why not turn it around and bend to somebody else? Maybe she could look down at herself and think, oh, well, let's see. Maybe I do need to lose a few pounds. I can't fit into a regular car. The Uber is refusing me. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, maybe if I got some of this off, I wouldn't be talked about so much and they wouldn't refuse me. You know, we always just want somebody else to bend to us, but I think it would be good advice if she would take it.
Yeah, Regina, I'm with you there. And the idea that, you know what, I'm overweight. I need to lose some weight, but I take full responsibility for that. I'm not expecting anybody else to, you know, if I get sick or whatever, that's on me. That's not on anybody else. But this idea that there are people out there who believe that it's okay to be overweight and everybody should be overweight, I got a problem with that.
I do, too. I've experienced it. I'm not a slim person by birth. I have fought this all of my life, so it's nothing new to me, but I can give that advice to folks.
Well,
take stock of yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it, Regina. All right. That's good. A good common sense approach to all of this. All right, Regina, thank you for the call. 901-260-5926 is our number. Oh, I wanted to go back, and I was telling you about these condoms that we were sending to Gaza, and some $50 million worth. And I wanted to share some intel with you, because those condoms are not being used for what you think they may be used for. Hamas has been using condoms to create IED balloons. So what they do is they fill these condoms up with some sort of explosive material, and they attach them to balloons, and they fly these balloons into southern Israel, and they drop these things on farms to start, you know, wildfires. They drop them in schoolyards, hoping to injure children. That's what they're doing with all of these condoms. It is a very dangerous situation. So anyway, just wanted to provide you a little bit of context there on what exactly they're doing with those condoms over in Gaza. It is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable what's happening around here. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is a worker. So there's a big problem in Washington, D.C., and I'll save the audio for after our break at the bottom of the hour here. There's a big problem in Washington, D.C., and I've noticed this. Every time I've been to Washington, I'm like, where are all the people? Well, less than 5% of the federal workforce is actually in the office. They're still working from home, and people are enraged that they're having to come into the office now. Now, Trump has offered a solution to all of this. President Trump is now offering to buy out these federal contracts. So if people are working for the federal government, some 2 million, and Trump wants them all to resign, he's offering a buyout, offering an incentive for people to quit their federal jobs. All the while, it's going to save us billions of dollars. So the president's calling it a deferred resignation program. That means that they've got to leave their jobs no later than the end of September. And those who take advantage of it will get a nice hefty sum. But they're saying that we could save up to $100 billion with this plan. I love this idea. So the offer only available to full-time federal employees. All full-time federal employees. It doesn't include postal workers, but everybody else, they're offering the buyout. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're doing well today. By the way, if you haven't been over to our website, you got to go check it out. We have all sorts of new bells and whistles. We've really cleaned up the copy a lot, so it makes it an easier read for you. And also, we've added a comment section on all of the stories, so you can actually weigh in and converse and have a back and forth there on toddstearns.com. And I will tell you, the folks handling our website tell us our numbers are going through the roof. So thank you for heading over to the website and checking out what's happening there. All right, time now for a look at the Todd Stern Show mailbag. And this is an opportunity for you, the listener of the Todd Stern Show, to send me a note and perhaps a kind word or thought. And we'll read those occasionally on the show. This letter coming in from Eric from Glenmore, Pennsylvania. Todd, you're a complete douche. Well, thank you, Eric. Really straight to the point there. So thank you for that. Oh, Lord. Erica says, Todd, I tried calling the radio, but my 5-year-old girls are doing cursive at their school. They go to a Christian school and they teach them cursive. Yes, because they're a Christian school. This is from Erica from Braselton, Georgia. Erica said, it's where I learned cursive too. I'm 30 now and still use cursive. Thought I'd share. Well, thank you for that. This question from Memphis, Tennessee. Todd, is it true that our tax dollars are funding transgender operas in foreign countries? Love your show. Listening from Orange Mound, signed, Shaniqua. Well, thank you, Shaniqua, and we certainly appreciate your message. Yes, it is true. Your tax dollars are, in fact, being used to fund a transgender opera. This coming from ToddStearns.com, and I would encourage you to read the story, ladies and gentlemen. I kind of like this music. It's a little snazzy. Sort of swaying here as we read the stories. Here's the headline. Trump cuts funding for transgender opera in Colombia, drag shows in Ecuador. Apparently, we were also funding a porno superhero comic book in Peru. Super Guido or something. I don't know what the name of it is. Anyway, yes, we were spending $50,000 on drag shows in Ecuador. Also, we were spending $500,000 to pay missionaries to spread the unholy gospel of atheism in Nepal. You can't make this stuff up. And here we go. According to our reporting at ToddStearns.com, $50,000 given to the transgender opera. Again, just a reminder, the next time you go to the opera, it's not over until the fat lady sings, unless you're in Bogota, where the fat lady could be a morbidly obese dude in a dress. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to do more of that. We get so much correspondence from you fine people. So maybe we should have bleeped that one word. But we'll try to answer it all for you. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Are you familiar with Captain America? Let's get Dieter. Let's holler at Dieter. He's been busy today. So there's a big controversy surrounding the new Captain America. And the new Captain America is a dude who actually hates America. Here is Megyn Kelly weighing in on this this crazy story.
Captain America. There's an actor who's playing Captain America, and his name is Anthony Mackie. And he decided to do a promotional event Monday in Roma. And here is what he said.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations. Like, it's about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, and integrity. Someone who is trustworthy and dependable.
Honestly, it's like they want us to hate these Hollywood stars. You know, like Snow White. Well, she's not going to be rescued by a prince, I can tell you that. And now this guy, Captain America, I can tell you what Captain America is not about, America. Hello, you complete fool. It's in the name. So there's like two things Captain America is about. It's being a captain of America, for America. It's written right in there. They idiot-proofed it, my friend. You don't even have to try hard. No, it's about being dignified. Oh, because that's not American, you see. Why do they keep casting these people in these iconic American roles who hate the country? This is why the right half of the country hates you, Holly Weird, and Disney, and the people who put together these films. I'm sick of this nonsense. So put another one on your list not to see. Comes out in 2 weeks, Captain America, Who Appears to Hate the Country.
So Dieter, you know, again, are you like into the superhero genre? You know who Captain America is.
Correct.
And Superman. And, you know, truth, justice, and the American way.
I'm learning.
That's Superman's slogan. So in the last iteration of Superman, they actually took that out. It's truth, justice, and all that other stuff. That's what they literally said. No, it's the American way. Superman was an American hero. So Captain America was actually created during World War II. There was a lot of concern that America would not enter the war. So we were isolationist. And so the comic book creators created Captain America as a mechanism to get us into the war and to promote the idea that we were a force for good in the world. The very first edition of Captain America featured Captain America in his red, white, and blue uniform beating up Hitler. So I'm not sure how this new woke Captain America can say that Captain America is not about America.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't want to represent America, then go be another superhero in a different, not America.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he can't do it because everybody else's superheroes suck. We have the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Spider-Man.
Go be an anime. Anime Captain America.
Oh gosh, that's anime.
Captain Marxist is what he is.
Captain Marxist.
Who picks this guy?
That's a good line. Captain Marxist.
Yeah. So, yeah. Find a different role. It's going to fail at the box office. What was that really popular movie that came out? Was it Tom Cruise? It was like 2 years ago, and everybody was like, we were going through that weird transition after 2020 when Americans were being told that they were racist, awful, and terrible.
Oh, Top Gun, Maverick.
Top Gun comes out, and there was a surge in morale in this country. Everybody was like, wait, wait, we were reminded what it was like to be proud of our country again, and it maxed out the box office. People supported it, and they're not going to support something like this. There should be a straight-up boycott.
I just don't get it. Like, Wonder Woman's a lesbian. Bert and Ernie at Sesame Street are gay lovers. Batman and his youthful ward, Dick Grayson, are, well, okay, well, forget about that one for a minute. But everybody's gay now. It's like, or everybody gay or hates America.
And then you have Deadpool. I do know that one. And the guy playing Deadpool, Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong on that, isn't that Ryan Reynolds? And he currently hates everything about everyone in this country. So that's also failing right now. Deadpool's not doing well either because Ryan Reynolds is a bratty Marxist.
So there's a brand new Superman movie that's coming out. They got a new guy that's playing in the movie. And it's really interesting because they're going back to the roots. And this version of Superman is actually going to be going back to the old school truth, justice, and the American way. The star of the show said that he actually, the new Superman, is it David Corenswet? I may have mispronounced his name. But he says that he really wants to embrace all that is good and hopeful about the Superman character, which is ultimately, when you go back to the roots of who founded Superman, the original creators, two Jewish guys who were really basing, you know, the Superman story somewhat on the story of Christ. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I mean, there's so much good there, and yet we're destroying all of that in this modern era, and I just don't get that.
It's so tone deaf. It would be like, I'm trying to think of an example, but to say that Captain America represents a lot of different things, but I don't think the term America should be one of those representations. What are you talking about? It's literally in the name. It's the most insane woke nonsense.
You know what? Turn in your check. Yeah, just go ahead. Right? If you know, who do you think you are, sir? Because this guy is out there making money while attacking the character and
attacking his audience.
And his audience.
We're all Americans. We actually kind of like this place. So go take your Captain America to an anime film world in a different continent, is what I would say.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Peter in Memphis, Tennessee, wants to talk about the Super Bowl. Hi, Peter. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I appreciate you every day, buddy.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm talking to an old friend. So I've got a wonderful idea for your Super Bowl ad. You know, I don't know how much sports everybody watches, but there's a commercial going on the football games now about a guy meticulously painting the end zone red and yellow for Kansas City. And coach, the Kansas City coach?
Andy. Andy Reid,
yeah. He walks up and says, yeah, hey, that's great, but who are the chefs? And the guys misspelled the Chiefs and left out the I.
Oh.
So you need to redo one with the mayor of Philadelphia painting the end zone green and white, and Coach Sirianni walks up to the end zone and said, hey, that's great, but who are the Eggleses?
I love it. The Eggleses. Well, yes, because the mayor of Philadelphia misspelled Eagles.
Whatever she said, I couldn't quite make it out.
That's fine.
I love it. Peter, I love that. That is a great idea, actually. Now, if Ben Dieter may have to loan us some of his paycheck so that we can pay the bill for the Super Bowl ad, though. Can you drop a couple of mil, Dieter?
Yeah, you pay me pretty well, Todd.
All right, appreciate it. Maybe we can advertise in the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be an idea.
All right, Peter, thank you for that. That's pretty funny. Thanks for calling in, Peter. I love that.
Todd, are you excited to watch SZA?
So I have a question about this at first, because is it a he or a she?
It's a chick.
All right, so she is one of the Super Bowl halftime performers. Is that right?
Correct.
Also, Kendrick Lamar. So at first, I thought they were talking about the old buffet restaurant, The Sizzler. But that's not what we're talking about here, right?
It's spelled S-Z-A.
Really?
Z.
All right, SZA. What? SZA. So she's very controversial, apparently. Is that right?
I guess. She's gotten a little political, which isn't shocking for a lot of these A-listers. She's very, very, I will say this, she's very popular with young people. TikTok loves this chick. But yeah, it's an interesting thing to roll out these two artists together. I mean, you know, maybe there's an audience for it. Kendrick Lamar is still pretty popular. SZA, again, will be a hit with a lot of young people, but I don't think a lot of Americans honestly know who she is.
So the Family Research Council is very concerned about whatever is going to go down during halftime, and I have no earthly idea. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was the Sizzler girl or Kendrick Lamar or whoever. But they put out a statement, and there's a letter that people are signing on to, and they are calling for the Super Bowl to observe community decency standards in the halftime show.
That's never going to happen with this artist. Has there ever been decency in the halftime shows?
So they're demanding that the Super Bowl halftime show adhere to state laws meant to protect minors from vulgar or objectionable materials and performances. I don't think they're going to do that.
No. That's crazy. Yeah, no, I don't think that most of these halftime performances have ever been PG.
Mm-mm. Well, going back to Janet Jackson, you know, that's when it all started, when she showed a little bit of a nippage, if that's a word.
Yeah, and then you had, what was it, Adam Levine taking off all of his clothes.
That was
you had Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Remember that one?
I get them all mixed up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the blonde anchors on Fox. You seen one, you seen them all. Sorry. It's oh, I shouldn't have said that.
You're in trouble. Whoops. Go stand in the corner.
But it's true. When I was at Fox.
Would you get them confused?
I did. I would get them confused all the time. But one time, I can't even tell you who this is. It's so embarrassing.
Please tell us.
No, I'll tell you who it is during the break. But I got on the elevator to go up to my office, and this woman hops on, and I thought she was a bag lady. I thought she was like a homeless person. I'm like, how did you get into the building?
A vagrant.
And so anyway, I'm on, and she goes, oh, hey, Todd, how are you? And I'm like, who the heck? And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so I got to see her pre-makeup. I had never seen this woman pre-makeup. And from that day on, I had the greatest respect and reverence for the hair and makeup ladies at Fox News.
She looked that different.
Yes.
You know, a lot of guys out there think that when they turn on Fox that people just wake up and look like that. Who wants to tell them?
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. I remember when they would bring in they would have wardrobe events. They call them trunk shows. And so they'd bring in the whole spring lineup. So all of us guys, we got new suits, and they'd bring us the ties, and they would just drop there like, here are the ties you're going to wear. And I'm like, oh, okay, great, thanks. I don't have to worry about anything. Well, they do the same thing for the women, and I remember watching as they were bringing by the rack. You know, we've got a rack here with all my suits and ties and everything. They'd bring those by for the ladies, and I'm like, man, are we having a children's trunk show? Because they're like teeny tiny little outfits. And they're like, no, these are for the on-air anchorettes, so the girls.
Fox policy.
That's it. That's why they had the see-through desk, so you could, they had the leg shot.
Yeah, Todd doesn't have a see-through desk.
No, they would put me on the corner, and they could plaster advertising on my side. That was not a good look. I hated that. We're going to put you on the leg shot. I'm like, do I have to show my ankle?
Yeah, Todd's a lot of things, but he's not Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah. You never hear people say that about me. He's a looker that starts. He's a handsome
show
man.
Show more leg.
Woo, look at that ankle. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. So much happening up on Capitol Hill. We're going to continue the conversation over on ToddStarnes.com. And to all of our new listeners, especially in Salina, Kansas, head over to our website and be sure to download our free podcast. So many of you have to work. You can only listen for an hour or so during your lunch break. Well, you can go back and listen to all 3 hours of the show, and you can do that by downloading our podcast at ToddStarnes.com. But even better than that, if you go to our website and look at the very top, you'll see our app button. Click on the app and be sure to download our app onto your smartphone, and you can listen to us wherever you are in America. A lot of radio stations do not carry our show yet, So we're relying on you listening to the app and or watching us on our Rumble TV channel. But again, all of those are free resources for you. So many people are out there saying, hey, I need you to buy this, I need you to buy that. We wanted to do some things that did not cost you any money. And you can also sign up for our free newsletter that comes out every day, filled with original stories and content, including my editorial today, my op-ed on Vogue magazine and Melania Trump. So be sure to check that out as well. All right, folks, it's been a terrific day. It went by really fast. We've got another action-packed show coming tomorrow. Also, 5 o'clock Eastern, The Todd Stern Show, Newsmax. You can watch us right there on the Newsmax website, newsmax.com. All right, get out there, everybody. Have a great one. Be good, America.